Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. I will first say that today I have a little rundown. I think I have either a cold or allergies, so I'm a little sluggish, that's why. But thank you for joining me today. I haven't had the show on or airing for quite a while, but now I'm back at it, so I'm glad to have all of you here. Just a little bit about myself. I am mainly an intuitive psychic. I've been told by other psychics that I have empathic abilities, and I do private sessions as well. I only charge $1 per minute. Sometimes I'll even go lower. It's a sliding fee scale. And, I do the psychic readings. I do life coaching sessions, hypnosis, and what I call healing hands. It's like a form of Reiki. So today we are doing spirit animal messages, psychic readings with spirit animals. So first, what I'm going to do when I take your call, I'm going to read your message. And then if you have a question, I can try to look into your question. All right, I'm going to go straight to 203 area code.
Is there anyone out there?
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was listening to a previous show. Sorry. Of yours.
Okay. So I'm just going to look up the spirit animal for you and your name.
Okay.
Did
your
you
name? My name? Yes, it's Pat.
Mm-hmm. One second. Okay, for you, I got the wild horse. And it says, speak your passion aloud and defend those whom you love in word and deed. What does that mean to you? Does that resonate with you?
Well, it's interesting because I kind of was looking around while you were telling me that, thinking of who would that be. And been going on with my son is that, well, I don't know, maybe it's right. I'm angry at my son. I've been letting him put his anger on me for years. And it's just interesting at this point, besides loving and forgiving and shutting him off, I'm also feeling anger. And I'm actually trying to get that out of the way. And I'm going to be seeing him this weekend. I don't usually see him that often because he's not close.
Okay, that's understandable. I wish I could give you more advice on that.
Sorry?
Sorry. I wish I could give you more advice on that, but all I could suggest is that you're just open and honest with him about your feelings when you see him. And try not to, like, let your emotions take over, you know?
Right, right. That's where I've been for quite some time. I thought do you give readings, though?
Oh, yes, I do. That was part of your reading, was the animal, the wild horse, and the horse. And now if you have a question, I can look into that for you.
I would love to. I listened to a previous show today and really liked you and liked your readings. And I wanted to ask you, I'll let you choose. Can you just do a general reading, what you pick up on, or do you want a question?
I can do a general reading if that's what you like.
Just, can you tell me, do you have a feeling either way of what I should ask you for? I'm sorry to be indecisive, but sometimes, you know, readers get messages right away and she's powerful.
How about I draw a few cards and just see what they say, and I'll go off of that.
Okay, I'm having a bit of a hard time. Yeah, I'm having, yes, sounds a bit of, having a bit of a hard time hearing you. You're kind of muffled.
I apologize. Can you hear me better now?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, I'm having to do the show on my phone, so okay. It's going to be a little muffled, and there was some background noise, so I apologize for that. I'll try to be as clear as I can. Okay, so I'm going to draw three angel cards. That I made these. Okay, so let's see what we have here. First card I got was the angel Haniel. And on the back it says joy. I feel that this is the angel's way of saying they want you to feel more joy in your life and just be more childlike in your daily life. And every day, like, think of something that really makes you feel good or that you're grateful for. And I think you've been working on that because that's, like, the recent past card or recent card. And then the present card is Angel Jeremiah, and it's on the back, it says, treat with tender, loving care. So I think that answers the question about your son.
Right.
The best way to approach him is with tender, loving care and kindness. And also I'm hearing to set boundaries with him so
yeah.
He can't treat you like that anymore. Because that's really
right.
Hard to deal with over such a long period of time.
Yeah.
And then the angels also are saying, Metatron is saying, to really step into your personal spiritual power. And that goes back to boundaries, really setting your boundaries with everyone in your life so you don't allow people to abuse you or mistreat you.
Okay.
So that, yeah, they
okay.
definitely want you to step into your personal spiritual power. And I feel compelled to draw one more card, so I'm going to draw one more card. Just tell me when to stop. I'm going to mix them up. And then
okay.
just tell me when to stop.
Okay. You can okay. stop.
Oh, I got two more. So I got Angel Shamuel, and it says pure love, and I think that goes back to the TLC, just to have that pure love for your son. And then I get the angel Gabriel, and it says messenger. So I'm feeling that this is a messenger that's going to be approaching you. I would say they do it in such a way that wouldn't scare you, but it's going to be a message that you'll get somehow. It might be, I hear something about channeling spirit, like you have some psychic abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I heard, something about channeling or a channel. So it could be either actual channeling or something you, like, see on a TV channel.
but I'm not specifically sure. So just keep your eyes and ears open for that, and I'm sure the message will come to you sooner or later. And usually it happens in threes. So like I noticed, been noticing dragonflies, and it happens in threes. So I see a pair of earrings, and then I see it on a magazine, or I see it on the TV or something, and that, and it pops out. That's usually how I know it's a message from spirit.
Right. Yeah.
The angels. Well, that was your reading. How do you feel about it? Do you have any questions?
It's interesting. I'm looking forward to that channeled message, whatever it is. I'll be looking for that. And the thing about my son is probably really, really good that you said that, because I have set boundaries, you know, for 3 years, and he kind of creeps back in, and then, you know, everything's great for a while, and then he will rage at me and really take me by surprise. And the last time it happened, I just listened and hung up. I was able to not get emotional, and I just hung up. And because I'll be seeing, what I've not been able to figure out this time is how am I going to be with him during this positive time, because I feel so angry. So you helped me make me realize I need to get back to love and put this other stuff away and work on it again myself, which is what I've been doing for 3 years, in a more sort of spiritual way, you know, going to God for help on that, and of course getting the answers to do it in love. I just haven't felt it this time. I think maybe I'm just fed up. I just,
yeah.
And when you're fed up and when you're taking it personally, you're not seeing both sides. So, I just want to ask you.
True, but you can still set boundaries with them.
Yes. Yeah. What I meant was when my emotions are in, it's right now. It's making me angry, and that's I really need to put that aside, because I'm not seeing him with my heart. I would like to ask you more questions. When are you on again?
What day is it? Is it Thursday? Let's see.
Today's Thursday.
Probably Sunday around 6:30 p.m.
Wonderful. I'll look for you again. And I found you on Facebook, but I just found it when you answered. So do you have a link there to other readings that you do and rates and so on?
Oh, if you go to the channel, just click on the Intent Psychic Readings. Click on that, and then you'll see all of the past archived shows. Is that what you're asking for?
I've got your Facebook page with Betty Boop. Okay.
Oh, yeah. If you want to contact me there, you can, and I'll post links to the shows there, too.
But what I'd like, do you do private readings?
Yes, I do. So all you need to do is send me a message in Messenger.
Okay.
And then I'll set it up with you.
Okay. And, yeah, I need to get rates first. And then did I see another site on Facebook of yours?
Yeah, it's a page. I have a page and a group under Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana. So I have both a business page and a group.
Okay, I just requested to join your group. Listen, I like you a lot. Also was listening to the last show about letting go and death and so on, and I was so touched by what you shared and felt so much for you and your heart.
Thank you.
You were brave to share it, and
I just appreciate it. I've got tears in my eyes right now. I mean, on many levels, you know, the sharing, the giving, and sharing so clearly what you went through and felt. And I appreciate that. I really do. So just wanted to say that. You're a brave woman. Clearly you're going to, have life experiences that are going to make you even all the more powerful. And on all levels. So I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm glad I found you. Okay.
Take care.
Have a good night.
You too. Okay, the next caller is 231 area code. Hello, 231.
Hello.
Hi. First I'll do your animal message, spirit animal.
Okay.
So 1 second. Okay, I got the sloth, and it says, consider the smallness of your needs and treasure what you possess. Does that mean anything to you?
I couldn't quite hear the first part of it. You said consider.
Okay, I'm sorry. Consider the smallness of your needs and treasure what you possess.
Okay. It kind of resonates.
So that's,
it could. Yeah, it does kind of resonate. I think that's a good reading for me. A good card for this evening. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Do you have a question?
Just wanted to see what the card would, what the card reading was for me for today.
Would you like some angel cards?
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just tell me when to stop. I'm mixing them up. Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Okay. Well, that's funny. I got some of the same angels again. They must really be, they want to be heard. The first one I got is Metatron. And once again, like the other person, it says personal spiritual power. They want you to step into your personal spiritual power. And then I got Gabriel, and it says messenger. So again, that's going to be like, in this case, I'm seeing an actual messenger, like on Facebook Messenger.
Mm-hmm.
I know that seems kind of funny, but it's going to be someone you meet on Facebook or online, and then you're going to communicate through Messenger, the little Facebook Messenger.
Okay.
And all I'm hearing is that it's going to be like a significant to you. Like it's going to be, enlightening, someone that will help to enlighten your situation. And then
awesome.
Then I get Uriel, and that is the peace card. There's the saying that I believe through this message you will find peace and comfort. And, but they're not telling me what the message is. So.
All right.
I'm also seeing, and I have to try to figure out what this is, but maybe you know. I see like a handful of marbles and somebody dropping them into a bowl. Does that have any, do you really like marbles or something?
No, I'm not quite sure what that would mean.
Okay. Well, I heard, like, you know how marbles, when you drop them, they go in different directions?
Yeah.
And I heard, let the pieces fall where they may. So
okay.
There's something going on in your life where you just kind of got to go with the flow and just let things organically happen.
Okay, that makes perfect sense.
And because it's in a bowl, it's contained, so I'm thinking that means, like, it's not going to be, like, mass chaos. Like, I feel like the angels are, you know, God and everybody is in control, and they're not going to let that happen. So
okay.
I would think that would be kind of comforting.
Yes, it is. And for what's going on in my life, it's like that. Yeah, you did a perfect reading. It's exactly right along the path that I'm headed and considering. So it's a good read. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
I
appreciate it.
If you'd like. You're welcome. Okay. Next caller is 510 area code.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Who's calling?
This is Tasha.
Okay, I'm nice to meet you. I'm gonna look for your spirit animal card.
Okay.
Okay, so I got the red squirrel. No, I'm drawn to the orangutan. So I got the orangutan spirit animal, and it says, working to live joyously, not living to work. So, one second. So orangutan understands the true value of time and counsels that you use it wisely. Are you working to live or living merely to work? Adjust your priorities, lest time slip silently away, taking pleasure with it. So have you been overworked lately at your job? No?
I work from home.
Okay. Well, are you using your time, like, wisely?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, all I can tell you is what I'm getting, and it's just something to keep in mind for later. But what is your question for me today? Something I can look into for you?
Love life?
Love life?
Yeah, can you decide who you can end up being with or their zodiac sign?
Okay. Well, I'll see what the cards say, see if I could see anything about love, your love life. Okay, just tell me when to stop to pick a card.
Okay.
Okay. I got the angel Sandalphon. It's talking about music, so that might seem a little off topic, but I'm getting that this person is musical. Okay, and... one second. Once again, I got the personal spiritual power card. So they're asking you, the angels are asking that you step into your personal power and definitely set boundaries with anybody that you date or that you're involved with. I feel that sometimes you might kind of put up with certain things that aren't within your highest good. that aren't for your highest good, and you kind of roll with it, but you want to just set those boundaries with people. And
that was passive. I ain't like that no more.
Okay. All right, well, if, you know, the readings aren't always, like 100% accurate, so it's possible that I'm not reading your energy correctly, but all I can tell you is what I get, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The third card is mercy. So are you involved with somebody? Because I'm seeing somebody in that I feel... he's asking for some kind of forgiveness from you.
A friend of mine that I recently reconnected with, I guess that's the person you probably picked up, because he's also into music too.
It looks like a male figure.
Uh-huh.
So,
someone that
let me see if I can. It feels like somebody that you used to be with. Yes, someone that you used to be with is like asking for mercy, forgiveness, and like wanting like a second chance. So, I mean, that's a possibility. That person, I'm sure you know who that is, and trying to see if I could see anything else. I hear the word, I see like a pine tree, and I hear the word evergreen. So I'm thinking this means that this person, as long as you're open to it, will always come back to you. But do you want that is the question.
Can you experience, was this the person I was married to?
I'm not seeing anything about marriage, but it could, what, it's the person you're thinking of is the person. So, because you know intuitively who it is. Okay.
It's a bad thing.
I'm sorry, I had to put you on mute, not because of anything that you were saying, but there's a lot of background noise, and I can't focus very well on the reading, so I really do apologize. All I can tell you is, you know, what I saw, and that's the best I can do. I'm sorry. So the next caller is 703.
Hi, it's Andrea.
Hello. Would you like a spirit animal?
Sure.
Okay, 1 second. You got the beaver. And it says, investing in home comforts provides security and family togetherness. And it's advising you to conserve in all senses of the word, from protecting the earth, resources for future generations, to freeing yourself from large projects that sap your vigor and leave you vulnerable. Beaver mates monogamously for life and keeps her offspring safe until the call of the wild bids them leave. Although our lives may be different, the archetypal family unit still haunts our dreams. Beaver's lesson is that you turn longing into reality and transform love into a way of life. So that is your spirit animal reading. Yeah. Do you have a question for me?
Yes. I got laid off, so I started this job, but it's been very toxic, and I kind of quit, and they asked me to go to a different office, so I did, and it's not any better. So do you see this thing maybe going back to the same office, and or just another job coming up instead, because I don't know if I can take much more of this particular company.
Okay. I'm going to try to decipher the symbolism or metaphor.
Okay.
I see a lighthouse, okay, and I see the ocean or the sea beneath it, and then I see the bright, bright light with that's like going out into the distance, and like you're on a boat and going towards this lighthouse. Does the lighthouse have any special significance to you?
Not really. I grew up in Massachusetts, and we go to the Cape, but I don't remember a lighthouse specifically.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm hearing go towards the light, not like in a sense like, you know, when people pass, they see the light.
Yeah.
But in your life here on Earth, go towards the light. And in the light, there is love, beauty, joy, hope. Do you know of any kind of career path that could bring you into those feelings more so you can feel those things more?
Anything but this job that I have.
Okay. All right, because they're asking you to do soul searching and to follow the light and where your heart leads you, where love leads you, and I'm seeing a horse, so like galloping, so I'm feeling like this means do something, search for a job where you can feel free, where you're not like confined to a desk or anything.
Yeah, yes, that's
they
yeah,
want
that
you to
perfect.
Be able to, yeah, they want you to be able to move around, maybe even travel a little bit, and be free. They just wild and free is what they want for you. And
yeah, I have an interview tomorrow, which is with it would be, I think, something similar to that what you're talking about.
Okay. This feels good to me because I felt my heart chakra and my solar plexus kind of move a little bit. So I feel like it's really good. This is a really good option for you. So definitely.
Yeah, it's only part time, but that would still be better than what I'm doing now.
Yeah, because you don't want to do something that crushes your soul.
Mm-mm.
You know. So definitely go to that interview, and I'm thinking that you'll get the job.
Okay.
And then you can just search for a second part-time job, you know, to
have
full-time kind of.
Yeah, that's
but,
right.
That
I can just do it part-time and keep on looking for full-time. So, yeah, I'll have time to go for interviews since I'm doing part-time.
All right. Would you like an angel card?
Sure.
Okay. Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Oh, it's Metatron again.
Oh, yes.
He's saying once again, this is a strong message in the show today for people to really step into your personal spiritual power. Your personal power, you know.
Yeah.
Set boundaries with people. When you really step into your power, you have this motivation to reach your goals. I feel like that people that really stand in their own power are motivated to reach their goals. And they really go for it with like a gusto,
yeah.
You know? And as long as your heart's in it and you're looking for that job, I think you're going to find the right one because you're putting the message out to the universe that this is what you want.
Absolutely, I am. Every day.
Hmm?
Yeah, I am every day putting up that message, especially when 1111 shows up. It's a double power.
Awesome. I wish the best for you, and I'm going to put you
thank
on
you.
The list if you'd like. Thank you for coming. I'm sorry that cut you off a little bit. I don't mean to cut anybody off. I'm just trying to get to each caller. There's only 9 minutes left for the show. I'm going to go to 205 area code. Hello?
Hi.
205?
Thank you for taking my call. I heard the static in the last call, and then the call before that, it was a little something. I didn't know if it was me or, you know, or that.
No,
it
was.
Almost like interference.
Yeah, in the beginning, it was my phone was a little muffled, and then a few of the callers, they had, like, background noises and static and stuff, so it happened on the show. Okay.
My name is
Patricia.
Would
you like to share an animal message? Okay.
Please.
I think I recognize
you.
Thank you. For some reason.
I think so. I think you have read it for me before.
Yeah, you sound familiar. Okay, I got the parrot, and it says, let sunshine revitalize your soul and color transform your world. So it's talking about her plumage is that of the rainbow, her demeanor that of the animating sun, has flown to your cards to remind you that your surroundings truly are your life. The color of a room influences mood. Balmy, cloudless lands stimulate energy and revitalize the soul. If your heart has been telling you to move to another home, even another continent, but your mind has been finding reasons not to, parrot counsels that the time has come to listen to your intuitive desire. So that is your animal card reading, your spirit animal for the day. Is there any question that you have for me?
Yes. God, I thought I had him, but then you mentioned that parrot, the card about home, and I'm kind of dealing with some stuff with my home. I just lost it because of what you were saying, the question. Let me see. I wanted to ask. Oh goodness! Wow. I'll ask about.
Do you want me to draw a few angel cards?
Yes,
and then
please,
maybe it'll come
please.
To you. If it
right.
comes to you,
yes.
You could just say I got it, and
okay.
I'll stop. All right. Tell me when to stop to pick a card.
Stop.
Oh, it's Jermiel again. Treat with TLC. Whatever situation is concerning you the most right now, the most pressing thing, they're telling you to treat it with tender, loving care. I mean, love is always the answer to everything, really, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So that's what I get. And then, let's see, I'll draw two more cards. Guess what card we got again? Again.
Which one?
It's Metatron again.
Metatron.
He says, step
yes.
into your personal spiritual power in this situation. And I'm definitely feeling that it's surrounding like a house or home. So like you said, you mentioned home. And then let's see. Gabriel again.
Mm-hmm.
Messenger. What kind of messages have you been getting from Spirit? What have they been telling you, like, intuitively?
Yeah. Well, they come to
if
me
you
in
want
my
to
dream.
Share?
Yeah,
okay.
They come to me in my dream or either synchronicity in numbers. So they just reassure me, like, I would see, like, 5-5, 3-3. 11-11, 12-12, 10-10.
Oh,
and
mirror numbers, yeah.
Yes. And most of them are just telling me that they're here with me. I'm moving in the right direction, you know, continue, you know, keep the faith. Just, you know, that they are here with me while I go through the different journeys and situations. And then in my dreams, I may have a baby in the dream, or and it's mostly babies that I see. Now, my daughter is having a baby, but before she was having this baby, I was seeing babies, so I just thought about new beginnings.
Yeah, definitely. I think the baby symbolizes a new beginning for you in life. And I feel this has to do with moving, too.
And so the moving, I've heard that so many times about the moving, but I purchased my home like about 16 years ago, and I had a storm to come through back in March of last year. So I've been battling it out with my homeowner's insurance. Finally got them to release part of a reward amount, and they still owe about 40. Really, it's more than 40. It may be up to $90,000. Dollars to me, and so every time I hear this move, I'm thinking, oh, I'm staying. Am I not fixing up my home, and I'm gonna enjoy it here? And so I don't understand the move. I don't understand it.
Sometimes things that we perceive to be literal are not always literal. So that's telling me that since you're staying. And this is the baby. Okay, so it's like, how do I describe this? It's like, okay, maybe this will answer it. It's like the old you is kind of checking out, and then there's the new you coming in, like moving in. So, like you're the same, right? You're still the same person. You're still the same person, but you're going to be, like, going through a rebirth. And then, like, your home, it's going to be like you moved, because it's going to look and feel brand new. So that's
oh, my
that's
God. That is so beautiful. And you know what? That makes a lot of sense, because I have been telling people that I have stepped into a new chapter. You know, children, I told my friends, I just tell people, look, this is the new chapter, the new me, you know, and I love the way you put that, because
I have to intervene, because the show is going to cut you off. So if it cuts off, I'm not hanging up on you, but you can finish what you're saying, but it's going to cut off. So just to let you know. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, real quick, I'll just say it makes a lot of sense, because with the new me, everything else needs to, you know, kind of update or upgrade too. So that makes sense with the home being upgraded, you know, also. So thank you so much for that message. Just simply beautiful. Oh, my God. Thank you. I'm so glad I called in.
You're welcome. Well, you take care.
I sure will. All and right. I look forward to talking with you again.
You as well. Take care. Okay, everybody. The show has ended. I'm going to sign off now. I will be back on again on Blog Talk. Let's see. Oh, this Sunday, I believe I said at 6 p.m. So this Sunday at 6 p.m., look me up on Blog Talk, and I will be here. Thank you. Take care, everybody.